Still on the president's nominees, a political analyst Ajay Dobson says President Mahama has shown from his appointment that he wants competency and will not stick to the strict partisanship rule in his wake. He describes the president as a serious person who wants to achieve something great for Ghanaians. Mr. Dobson spoke to Radio Ghana and assessed the nominations, and he said he's sure they'll perform to help achieve the president's vision.
He has already shown us what he intends to do. I think he wants to be a president who wants to achieve. Most of the appointments, Professor Opokuagyemang is not a known party activist. And so she has a lot of experience in education. So I think the president wants to send a message across. He wants to deliver. He's not partisan in his appointments. I think it's good for the country. He's also appointed a young man like Dr. Manibu Amar to the communication ministry, which is a good thing. It's a boost to young politicians that if they do well and conduct themselves well, they can go higher. That is a cabinet post. So he'll be making a having more experience at the highest man like Kwesi Opong has been a DC for years, has also worked with the local government system for years. So going back to the local government ministry, he's going there with rich experience and an understanding of the dynamics of local governance.
Minister Fuseni has moved from the Ministry of Energy to the Lands and Natural Resources. What do you think about that also?
Well, he is a lawyer by profession, and I think that in this country where we have a lot of litigation on lands and property, I think if he will bring to bear his rich experience in the legal framework, and he will be able to put things right. That is also a good appointment. I'm sure if they do well, the president will be performing so good. He has disappointed a lot of people.
Clement Umadu, who goes to AGREG, from sports to AGREG, is that surprising?
In political appointments, most the politician or the minister just give the direction, but the technocrats are the people who make things happen, who put the laws in place and implement policies, and also advise the minister in charge. In some of these appointments, all you need is a minister who wants to achieve goals, who understands the dynamics of Ghanaian governance structure and systems. So though youth and sports put him always on the field and on the track, gave him interaction with the youth and the young people, getting to this level will also take him higher and higher. If he puts the same energy he puts into the sports administration, into agriculture, I'm sure we should be able to achieve a great thing in the food and agri sector. The former minister did well. He projected himself as a serious-minded person, and I believe that this man will add to something to it. I'm told in the finance ministry they've changed, moved the finance minister, Dr. Dufour, and given it to his deputy. The deputy is a pure technocrat, someone who is deep in the finance and accounting. So I believe they are giving him based on his work in the last 4 years, the president has seen him fit enough to carry on the job that was started by his master. For the last 4 years, he has been at the Ministry of Finance, so he should be on top of his job. He must have known the weaknesses and the difficulties of the ministry, and I believe that he can do a better job even than the minister who is outgoing.
Political analyst Ajay Dobson talking to Gloria Anderson.